I would just like to share from Philippians 3, and I thought what you shared, Elder, was really good because they didn't know the scriptures as of yet. They didn't know about him rising from the dead.
Amen.
It's funny because he said it to them several times while he was
Yes.
with them, but
Yes.
he never said it with the quickening power.
Amen.
Because it would have, if he did, when he rose, it might have taken away from actually experiencing the resurrection power.
Amen. That's true.
So he didn't want to convey that there was a time for that they would understand.
Bless
And
God.
we're blessed now to come into where we are in our dispensation, because every word he
Every
speaks
word.
now is full of resurrection power.
Yes.
And Paul describes it in Philippians, and when I read this and I said, geez, here it all is in one in these five verses. It's all right here. And he says, but when you were just all around it too, Elder, he says, but what things were gained to me, I'm in Philippians 3 verse 7 through 11, what things were gained to me I count a loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. That's our message all over that about the axe being at the root.
Amen.
That right there. And then it says here that, and I'll be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but which is through the faith of Christ, which the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him. There it is, the goodness, that I may know him, affecting my mind agreeably, coming into an awareness of him, understanding him, and watch what's released, and the power of his resurrection,
Yes.
and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, which is major, because that's where we all want to be. If by
Amen.
any means, and this takes us all the way to eternity, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. So really, you can see where goodness, if you're not under the goodness where you're being affected in the mind agreeably and learning him, this is where our salvation is.
Yes, it is.
And then when we take note of the fact that we're when we're there everything around us can be raised.
Sir,
So
bless
Paul
God.
revealed that being affected in the mind agreeably bridges us to the power of Christ's resurrection. It really does.
Amen.
It
Amen.
really, really does. Man, all day long, every day, and everybody, I know we're noticing it more and more. Everything's trying to take us from being affected in our minds from the
Oh,
goodness of the Lord.
yes. Yep.
Constantly, all day long.
Yes.
If it is one thing, it's
That's
another.
something
But
else. Yep.
something that the spirit of the world knows that when we're here, that Jesus can be experienced
Yes.
by not just us, but those that are around us.
Yes.
There's an experience here. And I think what God is bringing us into a balance to where we know when our minds are being affected. Take your choice. All right. You could say you're under your Exodus. You can say that you are in your under your Passover. Then to your Exodus, you can say you're there, where you can re receive healing and prosperity, like they did walking through the Red Sea. You can say that you are on the other side, that you've made it. Take your choice. I don't care, however you want to look at it. Then you can say when you're on the other side, you've entered into the Father's house where the festival is being held. All of this stuff because of
Yes, amen.
goodness.
Yes,
Take your
amen.
pick, and you can get blessed in the Red Sea. You can get blessed at the Passover meal. You can get blessed when you hit the other side because the destination is with the Father. You get blessed with the revelation. Whatever you want, wherever you want to stem the goodness to receive, we learned about four different dimensions or four different rhemas that we can receive because of being affected in our mind.
Yes, amen. Amen.
My favorite right now is being in the Father's house. That's where I'm sitting. But if I happen to go back to the room that is full of the revelation of the Exodus, and notice what I said, if I go back to the room where it's full of the rhema of the Exodus, it's going to be the same result if I'm sitting in the room that's full of the revelation of being in my Father's house.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Wherever I'm being affected, the results are the same.
That's the same. Amen.
Resurrection power.
Yes, yes, yes. That's God.
For in his Father's house, in our Father's house, there are many mansions. It's a whole lot of rooms, a whole lot of rhemas. And each room is packed with resurrection power.
Resurrection.
Yes, God.
That's what I wanted to share. That's it. That thing is just so dynamic to me. It's so dynamic.
It sure is.
We see Paul doing it all and then coming to the same results that we're entering into. We count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ.
That's God.
Whatever. That we may know him. That we might be affected in our minds agreeably. With nothing in messing up our view. We have a straight shot to Jesus right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
He said he was going to do it, and he did.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Said it.
Yes.
We would know the whole truth. And we are hearing, a much greater measure than I've ever known before.
Amen.
So, amen. That's what I want to. That's one of my takeaways from this particular message. And I pass the baton to anyone else that wants to talk about it.
Let me see.
Now, you guys know I'll keep talking if you let me. I'll just keep going. You know, I'll just keep going. I like how also you see them come into the knowledge of the prophecies in the Old Testament.
Yes, that's where I was trying to find right here.
Okay, you see them coming into it. I'll leave that for you there, Elder Allison. You go ahead and take that.
I think Minister Joshua was actually about to share something.
Oh, he's chiming in. Go ahead, Jay.
No, I don't really have too much to say. I was just saying it's just very awe-inspiring. Because, you know, I mean, I had a moment yesterday and even sometime today where I was just like, I don't feel worthy of this. Like, you unlocked all of this, you know? And it's, to some, it might just be like, oh, man, you just got saved. You just went to church and that was it. But no, it's the real life experience.
Yes.
And when you, like you say, when you come into the knowledge and the understanding of what really was done and on the magnitude that it was done and all the things that he accomplished, it's just very awe-inspiring.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to say.
Amen.
Amen. It is awe-inspiring, Jay. It really and truthfully is. It's packed full of his grace and his love, his mercy. And he's touching us in a way that is so, for me, it's just so dynamic. It's so dynamic. And I mean, I really, boy, oh boy, I it's just, I've been at this for a long time. I really have. I've been doing this for a minute now. Right. And we all have. We've been doing this. And to hear what he's sharing with us right now.
Yeah.
To hear and to know him like this.
Yeah.
I can't help it because it makes me jump back to John 13, John 14, John 15, John 16, John 17. And the prayer that he prays in John 18. I mean, to hear all of that, and I've been reading this book for 20 some odd years or more, and for him to show us this and the timing that he
Yes.
did.
Yes.
It's that's what becomes so awe-inspiring for me as well. It really does, because it's like, wait a minute. How did we get here? You set us up all the way through this series on goodness.
Yes.
And then you want to affect our minds agreeably
yes.
when we're coming in and we got some people out in front that are really honoring with substance, and so God is blessing our ministry
yes.
in a major way. And how it matches with what he's been saying, and then he produces it, and then he reveals it, and he there's rhema within the rhema that we're getting. It's just we're seeing Jesus like we in a way that we haven't seen before.
So true.
I thought I was a Jesus freak back then. I'm a Jesus freak to the max right now. I really am.
Bless God. Amen.
I really, really am.
Amen.
Yeah, it is, Jay. I agree with you, man. Yes, yes, Elder? Yeah.
No, I was just going to say it. As you were talking, my mind went back to one of the edus he had given us a long time ago. He told us he wants us to be among the first partakers of his exploits that are coming.
Yeah.
He told us that a while ago, and we can see, we can know that that's where he's bringing us. He wants us to be among the first.
Yeah.
To be partakers of his exploits. Mm-hmm. So we are in a time of the Lord really just showing himself. We are in that time. We can expect anything.
It's true.
We can expect anything from him.
It's true.
Because that's the place he's bringing us. That's the place he's leading us to.
It's and so we true. Know,
as I'm saying this, we're understanding that I'm speaking of the Father because it's the Father that does the works.
Yeah.
That's why we've been consistently led to the Father.
Yeah.
Jesus has been consistently.
That's right.
Just like when he was actually here, he's doing the same thing now.
He sure enough is. He really is. He really, really is. He really is. I was in a lot of pain the other night, and I was sleeping, and I didn't know why my shoulders were burning. I mean, burning, really, really burning. There's a job that we do, but I do a different section of a particular job, and Elder Allison and my daughter Elisha usually do one section, and it's two different motions. And I just started working out again, getting back into some weights and stuff like that, but that night after that job, I had to do a particular section of the job that I don't normally do. And it's a different muscle motion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty big job. Well, I was going through it. I wasn't thinking anything of it. That night, no, the day after, it was the day after that, in that evening when I lay down, my shoulders were burning. I mean, it woke me up out of my sleep. It was so uncomfortable and so painful. And I couldn't remember what in the world I do to have this burn. And the Lord said, it's from the moss job. I said, oh, yeah. And it was kind of bothering me because I didn't know where it was coming from. But the pain was still just really excruciating. I utilized the rhema that I was in my Father's house. I really focused my faith, and I spoke to him. And this is what I said to him. I said, you're in the room here with me. You can reach me. Lay your hands on me.
Yes, God.
And take this pain from me, Father. I'm telling you right now.
Jesus.
He laid his hands on me, and that pain in my shoulders that was burning,
Jesus.
It left me, and I fell asleep with total comfort And that pain did not return the next day.
Bless God. Bless God.
It did not return the next day.
Thank you, Lord.
It's just utilizing what we're all struck about.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Really understand, okay, I'm in the room. Or I could have said, I'm under resurrection. You're affecting my mind agreeably. Amen. Resurrect healing in these shoulders. And it would have been the same outcome. Watch this. Let me tell you why I say this. Let me tell you why. When you study John 14, 15, 16, I noticed something. Oh, this is going to bless all of you. I noticed Jesus said to them six times that we could ask in his name and that it would be done. One time he said, ask in my name and my Father, ask the Father in my name and he will do it. Then he says, ask in my name and I will do it. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is if I'm under the rhema of his resurrection, if I'm under the rhema of his resurrection, the Lord is saying, listen, I'm still authorized to lay hands. I'm still authorized myself to heal, to deliver. I'm still authorized. We have made our abode in you. So watch this now. You can be in the rhema of the Lord's resurrection and talk to the and ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Or you can go right and just ask the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying to you? Mm. Whichever rhema you're in, we know it's the Father that doeth the works.
Mm-hmm.
But remember what Jesus said when he went to heaven. All authority has been given unto me, both heaven and earth. You got both, two out of the triune gods, out of the triune God that will do it, do the work.
Yes.
Bless God.
So if you're hanging out with the Lord Jesus, you can say, touch me now, Lord. If you're hanging and you recognize you're with the Father and you're in his house, that wherever you are, either one will do it. We know it's all coming from the Father.
Amen.
But Jesus did say it, and you can check my records. You can check
That's it. True.
John 14, 15, 16, 17. It's right there. He said, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Ask anything in my name, and my Father will do it. We are hanging out with the fully resurrected Lord Jesus. We are hanging out with him in his maximum glory.
Amen.
We're hanging out with this triune God. And it's beautiful. It's wonderful.
It is.
And there are times where I say, Lord, go ahead and do this. Lord, go ahead. I recognize I'm right there. I'm being affected in my mind agreeably about him. Remember, only the Father reveals the Son, and only the Son reveals the Father.
Amen.
So whoever's revealing who, wherever you are, either one of them will take care of you real good.
Can I kind of piggyback off of that? Just a
you tad. Sure can, Jay.
It's like when you was talking about like what Jesus said, you know, ask anything in my name and my Father will do it.
Yes.
And ask and or I will do it.
Yes.
It's like I hear Mark for all in through that because he basically, like, this is hot off the press. He just gave me the answer. Like, if you asked me for something, like, say you had pain in your shoulders that night, if you would have went to him and said, Lord, you know, heal this for me. I hear Mark 4 because, remember, in Mark 4, he said, unto you it is given.
Come on now. Come on.
And it's like, know. Right.
Jesus.
But it's like, if anytime you ask him for something, if your mind is affected agreeably, he just simply says, unto you it is given.
Yes, amen. Amen, amen. Amen.
Man, I tell you, that is so good. That is so good. Jesus said that we would all come to know that all authority has been given unto him, right? Mm-hmm. And then I remember what the Apostle John said in, I believe, 2 John. No, it's 1 John. He said, our fellowship is both with the Father and the Son.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever you're fellowshipping with,
yeah.
Same result.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It is given unto
Amen.
us.
Amen.
That's good. That's really, really good. Praise God. That was a little bit more. That went over to some more group type stuff there.
Yes, indeed.
We went to some more place there. That's good stuff. I like it. That's good.
Me
That is
too.
really good.
Awesome.
I tell you, man, this is just absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. I saw someone on the line, and I'm going to see if I can just pull on her. And she might get mad at me and not want to talk to me, but I'm going to try anyway. And you don't run now, Carolyn. You know I'm talking about you. Carolyn, give us one, just one takeaway that you got. I don't care. You can speak it in your words. You just one takeaway that you got from our Easter weekend. Can you just share with us just one thing that gave you an ooh or ah or a fragment, something that you got from it? Jay, you next to your wife?
No.
You're not. Okay.
No.
Maybe she's not next to her phone right now. Because she's still on mute. But I'll tell you. Okay, Elder Allison. Maybe Carolyn will chime in again. All right. Talk to us real quick about how you said you were blessed too by when they started to come into the knowledge of the scriptures.
Yeah, it was it's really interesting. The one of these, let me see. Hold on. There's what you're one of the Holy Ghost notes says, until Jesus would come and open their eyes and affect their mind agreeably, they were lost. And it's like when they saw that he was risen, well, they didn't know he was risen, they just didn't know where he was. And we saw that they just went to their own home. But it was like then we saw in the verses here, I think the first one that we saw was Paul. I think it's here, 1 Corinthians. That would be Paul, right? Yeah,
yeah.
That would be Paul. And it's like you can see in 1 Corinthians where he was speaking or sharing his account, and it's like he was brought into a rhema of something he heard in the Old Testament, and it's like it married into where he was. But it's like the rhema that came to him affected his mind to where now he knew what took place.
Hallelujah.
And it's like you shared and Elder Donna shared, Jesus spoke to them about what was going to take place, you know, prior.
Yeah.
But just their minds just couldn't be affected. And I have to say, because it had to do with the resurrection.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It had to match with the resurrection because it was about the resurrection.
It did.
And that's like, oh, you can go ahead.
No, I'm no, I don't want to cut you off because I've been talking a lot like I always do. But
no, no.
You awakened a major part by saying what you said. Without him revealing himself as being resurrected, there was no power or life in anything they had heard from him. All of his ministry with them was done.
That's crazy.
If Jesus did not rise and reveal his resurrection,
it's the truth.
They nothing he did would have ever counted for anything.
Yeah.
In their eyes, they would have stayed in a dismal, lost state.
And think about it like that. So everything that he's ever told them resurrected.
That's why goodness, now you got it. That's why the goodness of the Lord is the power of his resurrection.
Everything.
Because now when he affects our minds agreeably, he does it from a resurrected state. And so everything rises.
Yes, God.
Everything rises. That was the purpose of this message.
So this, good.
Without them, and that scripture that mom read, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Yes. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. It was done. They had nothing to talk about. They had nothing to think about. They could not do anything. Everything was on hold until he revealed himself as having rose from the dead.
Jeez.
And now that's why we are so blessed, because every time he speaks to us in the rhema word and affects our minds through his goodness, it's coming with resurrection power.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Every time we hear the word.
Amen, God.
Wow.
Every time. They were completely shut down without him coming to meet with them.
Yes, they were.
It was nothing they could do. Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
And if he didn't rise, let me tell you something. If he didn't rise, God would not be God. It was all over. Everything God did from Genesis to that death would have been for nothing.
Amen.
So now, when Jesus came, he brought it all up out.
Yes.
Because remember who died now. You remember who he is. He's the Word. So if the Word didn't get up, then all the Word that was spoken prior to that would have been nothing.
Would have been dead.
The Word would have been dead.
Yes.
Makes sense.
And there's another aspect that I keep seeing. I know God would have found and did something else, but I can see so strongly why it had to be just the way it was done. Jesus could have just not even just ascended, took the blood to the Father, been sprinkled on the mercy seat. All of that could have been done. And Jesus never come back to, and not come back to earth again. It had to be known. They had to see Jesus. They had to. I can see that so clearly.
Yes,
that's
yes.
why they yeah. it, he they okay. had to know he returned. It couldn't be that he just ascended. They had to know. Why I can see so strongly that he not only went to the disciples, and it says there were above 500 that saw him and could witness.
That's right. That's right.
It was above 500. So we really don't know how many saw him.
Yeah, that's right.
At that time. It had to be done that way, because sure it had to be known, because that's, you can almost feel the power in that. Because of it, I mean, that many people for his disciples, it couldn't be just his disciples, because they would have said they got together and lied.
My God.
You know, they could have. They really could have.
You're telling the truth?
But he went beyond that. He knew every detail.
Yeah.
He knew exactly how this had to be done, and he did it. And we're saying all of this, but we've got to take this very personal, because he did all of this for you.
That's right.
As one person.
That's right.
As one, just one, just as an individual. Yes, it was for the whole world, but you got to take this personal.
Absolutely.
Because Absolutely. It was intended to be personal. For you to know the links, as Minister Joshua said, it takes you to a place of awe. And even in a deep place of awe, when you realize it was just for you. Mm-hmm. He did this just for you as an individual. That's how deep it goes.
Yeah.
And the lengths that he went to as Minister Joshua, as Apostle, the lengths that he went to for this. How many returning? I mean, he could have gone on to glory. gone on to be with the Father and just, you know, because he had accomplished it all. But no, he knew the world had to know. No, I returned. I resurrected from the grave. The grave could not hold me. It couldn't hold me.
That's right.
And it can't hold you because of what has been accomplished.
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. They say that true apostles have a revelation of the resurrection of Jesus. Well, I say that true Christians have to have a revelation of his resurrection.
Amen.
I think the Lord has really this year blessed us more than any other.
Yeah.
Because he has given us a revelation of his resurrection.
Jesus.
Paul said, believe in your heart that he died, that the Lord Jesus died, and that he rose again. Confess it with your mouth. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we have said it, but he hadn't at the time. There's something that was sitting behind in our knowing that he did rise. It was sitting back there, but it was inoperable for some reason.
Yeah.
It was without power and without strength, but there was a knowing. It was a glimpse, but he's given us a full spectrum of it. He's opened our eyes to another dimension of this, and now apostolic power, because the apostles, the 12, and then Paul were all eyewitnesses of the Lord Jesus after his resurrection. They all were eyewitnesses. Paul was an eyewitness. He says it right here in the book of Corinthians, that he too was an eyewitness of the Lord. And without that, Evangelist Darrell said something that was really powerful. He said they went, and when they preached the gospel, they hammered on the fact that he's resurrected. They threw down on the resurrection.
Amen.
And that's saying something.
Yes, it is.
That's true.
So because this is where the power of God is. It's in his resurrection. It's right there in his resurrection.
Ask.
And we're blessed. We're not done with this one here. We might be done for tonight, but we're not done with this one. No, we're not done. Mm-mm. We gave 2 weeks for these discussions, for these messages. We're going to focus a little bit more on this one come next Wednesday, and then we're going to go into the ascension message. It's almost like we're doing a mini balance right after.
Amen.
Because there's so much in them.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Remember, I think we'll hit this a little bit next week here, how this blew me away. I was just blessed in my study, how that they would come with their first fruit, and Jesus being the first fruit, they would come on a Saturday, but the priest could not wave it until that Sunday. The same day that Jesus would rise from the grave is when the actual honor and the waving of the first fruit would take place. Mm. It says it right there. It says, and he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
Ask.
And that tied right into our honor. That when we honor this, we're right in the thick of resurrection power.
Mm-hmm.
When we honor with that, we are right there. All right, let me stop. We'll save that for next week. Praise be to God. All right. This was really good tonight, guys. This was really, Amen. Really good.
Amen.
Truly good.
Amen, God. Amen.
Hallelujah.